again, pardon me for being a little bit empty-headed and maybe babbling and rambling over some of my words. I'm extremely exhausted because I'm in the process of settling into a new apartment. It wasn't my idea to move, but boy, I'll tell you, a lot of great, wonderful coincidences happened, reassuring me that everything's going to be okay. So, okay, yesterday, great podcast talking about Royu and headed to the Olympics, and that was great. Today, I'm going to talk about what it's like to move. See, life in Taiwan. I'm sitting here. I mean, if you follow my Taiwan Instagram, JCUSATW, yeah. I think I did a story about it. Houses in Taiwan are built out of molded flexcrete, and they do not have central ventilating systems. And they, you know, each room usually has its own bathroom. The houses are all built so that each room could theoretically be rented out. So, you know, kids will probably have their own bathroom built into their bedrooms. Every room has its own air conditioner. They do not have ductwork. They do not have ventilation. They don't have airflow going through the whole house. Each room has its own air system contained from the rest of the house. Some floors will be all wide open, but it's a little bit abnormal. It's a tall townhouse, and there's a central staircase in the middle, and then there are rooms on each side with a bathroom that's adjacent to the central staircase, and that's how they do rooms. Well, I was in a large apartment building, pretty much laid out the same way, and moved out, moved in. I had several friends helping me travel, and the thing is, the distance is very small, but when it comes to city driving, oh my! Now it's not as bad as Vietnam, where the motorcycles they're just everywhere. It's not quite that bad, but it's about halfway between Vietnam and Chicago. Well, no, George. It's not the stop-and-go traffic of driving up and down the coast in California. It's not like that. Well, okay. I tell you, if you took Hollywood and you put 30% Vietnam motorcycle in Hollywood, that's about what the roads are like. So I've got this short little distance. I mean, most of the time that I spent moving was on the road, even though the distance was incredibly close. So it's like there's this road with a direct route. Well, that's the longest way to go. The fastest way to go anywhere is to take side streets and, you know, cut corners and stuff. Well, but you can't do that with a boatload of stuff. That makes it's just not like anyhow. Okay, so I've moved down to this nice little side street, and it's a delightful place. It's quiet. When the garbage truck goes by and plays its ice cream truck song, yes, in Taiwan, it sounds like an ice cream truck. It's not. It's the garbage truck. It's short. It's not very long. That won't interfere with the podcast. It's a nice little quiet side street. There are these main roads out there, and then they have these little tiny alleyways, and you walk around back in them, and they're super quiet, super calm, not a lot of people. It's rather delightful. What else is? Oh, that for electricity, my electrical bill. I've got a card. You know how you go to a hostel and they have like a room key, and you go into the room and you put your key up in the slot and the electricity turns on. And then when you leave, the electricity turns off because you take the key. Well, I've got one of those, and I see how much, I can see how much money's on the meter. And so that's how electrical bill works. That's kind of interesting. Parking. Nope, there's no parking. I just have to find a place outside. But I'm parking a motorcycle. So you know, it's like a little tiny, like a 125 motorcycle, 125 cc. I've been here 12 years, so it's like it's my normal. You know, I lived in this one place before. How I found the place? Ooh, that's a fun story. I was 6 7 years ago. I was going down the street and there was this kid I met at night. I don't know, maybe he was 17. And I found out that he grew up in a school. It was a children's school that wasn't far. It was like right next to where I had lived 5 years. And so while he was there, I would walk by him out on the street. I don't want to tell people's business, but I mean, it was an orphanage. The kid was an aged out orphan. Age out. He got too old. He had to leave. Had to kick him out of the orphanage. You're an adult now. Go make your own life. It's fascinating. I mean, you know, okay, here's this kid was in the orphanage and I'm walking by outside and we probably saw each other when he was like 10 or 12 years old, you know, 14, and never knew it, never thought anything of it. Well, now, he's older and we met on the street and got to talking because I'm a friendly person. And years later, I called him up and I said, do you suppose you could help me look for an apartment? Because he had a fascinating story. You ready for this? He rage quit one of his jobs working in a simple restaurant, like a fast food type of a local thing, and got mad, rage quit, shouted at his boss, rage quit on the spot, found a new job after a while, and had to move because he ran out of money, didn't have a job. You know, that's hard. That's difficult. Didn't like that job, so he quit that job. Just couldn't handle it. He's got friends that are helping him, though. It's a hard time in his life. And until he gets another job, and the old boss calls him back and wants him to be a manager opening up a new restaurant. And he's going to be making maybe $1,500 US a month, which is enormous for Taiwanese. Typically, Taiwanese would be lucky if they make even $700 US a month. If they're, you know, we're talking college age, no college graduation, even or college graduation. Yeah, $800 a month is what you expect. You graduate from college in Taiwan, you're living with your parents. You're you're working at, you're getting $800 US a month, and you're driving a scooter. That's your life. This kid didn't graduate from college, rage quit, and the manager wants him to work and make $1,500 US a month. And he's going, why? Why? I said, because your boss is smart. This is very not Taiwanese. And he's going, what is it? I said, you're strong. You rage quit and you're strong. And you left and the boss saw how much didn't get done at the company. And he's going, my goodness, you did all that work without you. Nothing gets done because you were doing everything. So he appreciated you and he'd rather make money than hold a grudge. And maybe he learned that from America, whatever. That's a pretty awesome boss. You know, he made you angry earlier, but he learned because all of us are learning. He's like, okay, all right, okay, okay, all right. Well, who better to know how to find the good apartments than this guy? I mean, he's a survival expert. So the Lord told me, I follow the Lord. I do what he says. If that bothers you, then, you know, all right, you won't hear the rest of my story if it bothers you too much. But I follow the Lord and he told me that I wouldn't know the apartment until the Monday before I'd had to move. Well, waited till it was the 21st and he and I were out looking for apartments the 21st, found this one at night. And I'm like, that's the one. He's like, I'll bet it is. Next day, toured it and agreed. And lo and behold, it was Monday that we found it. And he helped me find the new place. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. Oh, no, that's survival life in Taiwan. You know, you got to make friends. You got to contribute. You got to contribute some work and you've got to love people. It's survival. See you tomorrow.